Welcome to the Liberation Codes, the podcast where we decode the secrets to living a liberated and empowered life. Meet your host, Linda Martinez, an intuitive life coach, energy healer, and the creator of the Liberation Coaching Program. If you're ready to break free from limitations, embrace your authentic self, and manifest your deepest desires, you're in the right place. Each episode, we'll dive into transformative insights, empowering stories, and practical tools to guide you on your journey to liberation. Get ready to unlock your true potential and live a life that aligns with your soul.
Well, hello. Welcome back to the Liberation Codes podcast. It's me, Linda Martinez, your liberation coach and energy healer. And I'm so happy you are back here. I don't know if you listened to the first episode. If you haven't done that, definitely go back and listen to it. It's amazing. I talk about what liberation means for me, and that will give you also the chance to connect a little bit more with who I am and my work, and to really figure out if this is a place you want to spend your time at. So, today I want to talk about the first liberation code. I call it arrival. And when I speak about liberation codes, it's what I mean with that is that I believe to liberate ourselves, there are certain codes that we can embody that will help us to be who we really are again, right? So, and they are endless. There are not like 10 or 12 or 111 or whatever. I think they are endless. They are infinite. There are infinite ways, infinite codes of how we can, you know, be who we really came here to be. But I will try to just reflect back to you what I have learned and, you know, really give you the codes to come back to who you really are. And when I say codes, it's really just ways of embodiment. It's much simpler than it sounds, maybe. But also what you will also realize listening to this is that, you know, change is not only happening on a conscious level. So just by connecting with what I say, and if it resonates with you, you will realize that change will also start happening on a subconscious level. It's just, this is why I love the work that I do, you know, being a coach and an energy healer. It's not just solely about the things that we know and that we do. If we connect with each other on a quantum level, change sometimes happens in ways that we couldn't anticipate or that we had no idea was possible. And that's the beauty of the quantum field, right? We all have access to it all of the time, and it just works on a subconscious level too. It's a vast, vast field of possibility, but that's not what I wanted to talk about. Just a little side note. So the first code that I teach my clients, and that was so helpful to me in coming back to myself and really liberate myself from all the conditioning that was happening so many years ago, when I realized I'm living a life that is not really mine, and when I felt like I'm just in the wrong movie and, you know, what is happening. The first thing that really helped me, the first code, was arrival. It is so important when you start to realize that your life is somewhere where you don't want it to be. It's only like that because you haven't allowed yourself to really feel and be in the moment and really looking at it. What is it, right? It doesn't feel right, so we don't want to feel it. That this is not right, but I'm not looking at it. This is not right, but I don't want to feel it. I don't want to look at it. We are ignoring what is happening around us because we don't know how to deal with it. But by ignoring it, it just piles up and it piles up. We don't want to feel it. It piles up it's not disappearing, right? We just have a certain capacity of tolerating what feels wrong in our lives until a certain point it just feels so wrong that we don't know how to ignore it anymore. And that's usually pretty painful. That's a painful point to arrive. It was like that for me. It is for many of my clients, and it happens, but it's not wrong, right? Pain is not inherently wrong. It is a way of our soul, of our life showing to us, hey, you know, something is off. So if your life feels wrong, it probably is. And coming back to that, allowing yourself to really arrive in the moment and to arrive in the emotion and to arrive and looking at it, what is going on? What feels wrong? Why does it feel wrong? What is happening, right? Like what is going on? That's really the first code. Arrive in the moment. And, you know, we cop out or we ignore because we think we can't deal with it. We think we can't deal with the emotions that it will cause us to have if we, you know, look at our life and see that it's wrong. But that's not true. We can deal with everything. It's just, you know, it's just emotions. Emotions are not dangerous. We just haven't learned how to feel them. We haven't learned to really feel our emotions, and that's the problem. So we don't want to because we think we might die, but we don't. It's just emotions. It's just, yeah, it's pain, you know, I put it in quotation marks, but you are absolutely able to feel it. And if you feel like you are not able to do it on your own, please, 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 you know, get help. There are people who can help you with this. You are not alone, okay? So if it's a coach, if it's a therapist, whoever, you know, just if you feel like you can't do it on your own, please get help. There are people who know and who can show you how to deal with it. It's doable, believe me. Just a little bit to my story so you, you know, you see that I know what I'm talking about. More than 10 years prior to this, it's more than 10 years, it's like 12, 14 years, I don't know. I was in that situation. I was in a workplace that was super toxic with a narcissistic boss, and I was bullied at work. And at home, I had the same situation in my relationship. And on top of that, I was, you know, in a strange country. I had just left my hometown and my home country, and I was living in a strange country. So I didn't have, you know, any friends or family around. And I had these two places that I had to be. I had to be at home or at work. And they were both super toxic. And it was bad. And I did that for 2 years. I was able for 2 years to not look at it. It felt so wrong in both places. I just ignored it. Until a point where I just couldn't anymore, right? So long story short, I, you know, broke up with the ex-boyfriend. I went out of the relationship. I quit the job, and my life was in shambles before me. And I laugh about it today because it really just was the catalyst for me to have a better life. But I don't want you, you know, to be at that point. It was super painful. But this is just why I'm saying, you know, emotional pain can be survived. It can be released. It can be transformed, right? And this is why arrival is so important. We have to come back to feeling. We have to look at where we are in our lives. If your job feels wrong, it probably is. If your relationships, whatever relationships, friends, family, work, whatever, if they feel wrong, they probably are, right? If your environment you are living in, if it feels wrong, it probably is. And arrival is just really looking at Where am I in my life right now? How does it feel? What feels wrong? What feels good as well? There, you know, what feels good is certainly a part of this too, because our emotions are just like, they are pointing us into the right direction. If it feels off, if it feels wrong, it is. It's the wrong direction. It's like a compass. And if it feels good, it is good, you know? You want more of that, what feels good, and you want less of what doesn't. So I invite you, you know, just arrive in the moment. And a tool that definitely helped me at the time was journaling, writing it down. I am a writer. I love writing. So if that is something you like, you know, just grab a journal and really write about it. Where am I in my life right now? What feels off? What feels wrong? What feels amazing, right? And make it a habit to really be in the moment and check in with your emotions, with your emotional compass, and really look at where you are. So, yeah, I hope that was helpful. If you want more of what I'm talking about, follow me on Instagram. It's LindaMartinez_O. I link this in the show notes as well. Instagram is my favorite place. I share a lot there. And yeah, I love you. Thank you for listening. And I hope see you the next time. Bye.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of the Liberation Codes. If you resonated with today's insights, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback is valuable and helps us reach more people on their path to liberation. Remember, your journey doesn't end here. Stay connected with our community on social media for updates and additional resources. You can find all links in the show notes. Until next time, keep shining your light.